Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Hapa School Fall Session, Week 1, Day 1. Today marks the beginning of an exciting 9 weeks together, and I hope you're ready for it. This week, we will be watching and listening to Oprah Winfrey's inspiring commencement speech delivered at Spelman College in 2012. In this particular clip, Oprah emphasizes the significance of self-awareness and having a clear vision of your goals. Are you ready? Let's get started. Question of the day. What does Oprah want to achieve in her life? Let's listen to Oprah Winfrey.
And what do I want? I don't want to just be successful in the world. I don't want to just make a mark or have a legacy. The answer to that question for me is I want to fulfill the highest, truest expression of myself as a human being. I want to fulfill the promise that the Creator dreamed when He dreamed the cells that made up me. What do I want? You must have some kind of vision for your life. Even if you don't know the plan, you have to have a direction in which you choose to go. I never was the kind of woman who liked to get in a car and just go for a ride. I had a boyfriend who would say, "Let's just go for a ride." I want to know, where are we going? Do we have a destination? Is there a plan? Are we just riding? What I've learned is that's a great metaphor for life. You want to be in the driver's seat of your own life, because if you're not, life will drive you.
Let's go over the answer. What does Oprah want to achieve in her life? She wants to fulfill the highest, truest expression of herself as a human being. Phrases of the day. Number 1. Fulfill. 果たす、実現する。Fulfill は状況に応じて様々な意味を持つ単語です。一つ目は要求や条件を満たしたり、約束を果たすことを意味します。例えば、義務を果たすは、Fulfill one's duties。約束を果たすは、Fulfill a promise。契約を履行するは、Fulfill a contract といった表現が日常会話でよく使われます。二つ目は夢や目標、計画などを実現することを意味します。例えば、夢を実現するは、Fulfill one's dream。計画を実行するは、Fulfill a plan のように表現します。Fulfill には十分に満たすニュアンスがあるので、何かを完全に全うしたり、完全に達成させる意味合いが強いです。Lisa is a reliable person who always fulfills her promises.
リサはいつも約束を果たしてくれる信頼できる人です。
At our company, we strive to fulfill the needs of our customers.
当社ではお客様のニーズを満たすよう努力しています。
One day, I want to fulfill my dream of living in Europe.
いつかヨーロッパに住むという夢を叶えたいです。
Number 2. In the driver's seat.
物事をコントロールする立場。直訳で運転席でとなるこの表現は、運転手がハンドルを握って車を操作することを表し、日常会話では物事をコントロールする立場にいる人や主導権を握っていることを意味します。特に重要な役割を担う状況で使われることが多いです。例えば、今日のスピーチでオプラは、
You wanna be in the driver's seat of your own life と言っていますが、ここでは、自分の人生の主導権は自分自身で握らないといけないことを意味しています。
その他、彼女が主導権を握っていますは、
She's in the driver's seat.
彼はこのプロジェクトを管理しているは、
He's in the driver's seat for this project のように表現します。
例文。
Jen was assigned to be in the driver's seat of this project.
ジェンがこのプロジェクトを管理するよう任命されました。
When it comes to organizing events,
Nick is always in the driver's seat.
イベント企画に関しては、ニックが常に主導権を握っています。
I enjoy working for myself and being in the driver's seat.
私は自分のために働き、自分で物事をコントロールできるのが好きです。
Repeat after me. Number one, fulfill.
Lisa is a reliable person who always fulfills her promises.
At our company, we strive to fulfill the needs of our customers.
One day, I want to fulfill my dream of living in Europe.
Number two.In the driver's seat.
Jen was assigned to be in the driver's seat of this project.
When it comes to organizing events, Nick is always in the driver's seat.
I enjoy working for myself and being in the driver's seat.
Instantaneous translation. After I say the Japanese sentence, say aloud the English translation.
Fulfill. いつかヨーロッパに住むという夢を叶えたいです。
One day, I want to fulfill my dream of living in Europe.
In the driver's seat.
イベント企画に関しては、ニックが常に主導権を握っています。
When it comes to organizing events, Nick is always in the driver's seat.
Fulfill. リサはいつも約束を果たしてくれる信頼できる人です。
Lisa is a reliable person who always fulfills her promises.
In the driver's seat.
私は自分のために働き、自分で物事をコントロールできるのが好きです。
I enjoy working for myself and being in the driver's seat.
Fulfill. 当社ではお客様のニーズを満たすよう努力しています。
At our company, we strive to fulfill the needs of our customers. In the driver's seat.
ジェンがこのプロジェクトを管理するよう任命されました。
Jen was assigned to be in the driver's seat of this project. Let's listen to Oprah Winfrey one more time.
And what do I want? I don't want to just be successful in the world. I don't want to just make a mark or have a legacy. The answer to that question for me is,I want to fulfill the highest, truest expression of myself as a human being. I want to fulfill the promise that the Creator dreamed when He dreamed the cells that made up me. What do I want? You must have some kind of vision for your life. Even if you don't know the plan,You have to have a direction in which you choose to go. I never was the kind of woman who liked to get in a car and just go for a ride. I had a boyfriend who would say, let's just go for a ride. I want to know, where are we going? Do we have a destination? Is there a plan? Or are we just riding? What I've learned is that's a great metaphor for life. You want to be in the driver's seat of your own life, because if you're not, life will drive you.
Awesome job today. This week, we're going to watch and listen to Oprah Winfrey's inspiring commencement speech delivered at Spelman College in 2012. Oprah Winfrey is a well-known American talk show host, TV producer, and author, famous for her long-running show, The Oprah Winfrey Show, which aired for 25 years from 1986 to 2011. She is widely considered to be one of the most powerful and influential women in the world. I believe that Oprah's greatest strength is her ability to form personal connections with others. People admire her for her warmth, sincerity, and sincere interest in their stories. She speaks from the heart, openly sharing her own vulnerabilities, experiences, and life lessons. This authenticity allows her to connect with her audience, making her relatable. Plus, she's fantastic at getting her message across in a clear and straightforward way. She uses everyday language and relatable examples to make sure everyone understands what she's saying. It's one of the reasons why she's such an effective communicator. As you continue watching her speech this week, pay attention to her speaking volume and tone of voice. They are really effective tools she uses to get her message across and keep the audience engaged. Have a great day, and I will see you again tomorrow morning. Take it easy. Peace.